The next item on the agenda, item 7, Virginia Electric and Power Company, 07-1458. Well, good morning.
Morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. First time up here.
For the record, state your name, please.
Dan Bacon.
Dan, good to have you here. Well, we get it on the minutes and everything, and we knew you were here.
Virginia Electric Power Company, VMRC 07-1458, requests authorization to install 230 kV aerial transmission line from Bristol to Gainesville, total of 6 jurisdictional crossings in Fauquier County and Prince William counties, protested by 2 adjacent landowners. Okay, Virginia Electric Power. Let's just go. Okay, Virginia Electric Power Company proposes construct a 15.9-mile 230 kV line entirely within existing right-of-way parallel to an existing Mooresville land Loudoun 500 kV line. The beginning of the transmission line is in a residential setting while the rest of it is in a rural setting. The new structures will match the 500 kV structure locations with the exception of several that would be placed in new locations to avoid any stream impacts. The stated purpose of the new line is for the growing electrical demand in the region. The proposed transmission line project will cross a total of 7 different streams. Of the 7, 4 of these streams have drainage areas of greater than 5 square miles, which is for our jurisdiction. The jurisdictional streams include Town Run, Cedar Run, Kettle Run, Broad Run. There are a total of 6 jurisdictional crossings, Town Run to be crossed in 3 different locations. Up here in the picture, I put all the locations of all the jurisdictional crossings. And again, like we said, Town Run has 3 jurisdictional crossings on the bottom here. And the ones with the red are the ones that are being protested. Okay, the Virginia Power and Electric Company already has the right-of-way in the area. There is a gas line going through that same area. And the 230 kV line is going to be put in between the existing 500 kV line and 110 kV line that already exists. The issues are there are 2 individual letters of protest from Mr. and Mrs. Longerbeam and Mr. Miller. Each own property along Town Run. Again, here this is Fauquier County, and these are the ones that are being protested. This is the Millers, and then the Longerbeams, and then the Miller ones further down. Okay, this is the existing 500 kV line construction is on the right left-hand side, where the right-hand side is the new 230 kV line. The vertical clearance will be 38 feet to 82 feet above all the streams. There's going to be no stream crossing, no impacts to any banks anywhere. All the streams are going to be aerial. The new lines are going to go aerial, so there won't be no impacts at all to any streams. This right here is the longer beam one. Longer beam has a bigger property and it covers there, and I show you the 500 kV line on the bottom. The top is 500 kV line on top, the bottom is 115 kV line, and the new one is the 230 kV, which is going to be between both of them. Again, this is longer beam here with the same thing. And this is a picture of the stream, which probably has less water in it now than it did then, but these are all going to be aerial crossings. This is Town Run. This is a point, this is just a shot showing the 500 kV and the 115 kV, and the 230 is going to be in between both of them. Here's another shot of it. It's all rural in this area. This is the Miller, which is the other protestant to the right-hand side there. Mr. Miller just said keep out of his property, gave no reason why he didn't want the electric power company in there, just keep out. Again, here it shows the 500 kV with the 115 and the new 230 kV in between both of them. Again, this is a picture of the stream. Another picture of stream. Now, the trees to the left are going to be cleared. There's some clearing in here. They left trees in between the 115 and the 500, and some of those trees are going to have to be cleared for the 230 kV towers. But again, like I say, none of these streams are going to be impacted in any way, because everything's done aerial. And then this is the last picture I have of Mr. Miller's property. there's any questions. And I'll do the summary. Sorry about that. While staff is sympathetic to the landowners whose upland properties may be affected by the project, it appears these upland concerns are outside the commission's jurisdiction. In addition, staff believes those issues were considered by the State Corporation Commission in its decision to approve the certification of public convenience and necessity for the Bristol-Gainesville project. Accordingly, since there should be no direct impact to state-owned subcontiguous land, and after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the application for a permit to install the aerial lines over state-owned subaqueous land with the following conditions. One, any stream beds or banks impacted by the project shall be restored to pre-existing contours and conditions upon completion of the project. Two is the Virginia Erosion Sediment Control Handbook and the approved sediment erosion control plan for the Bristol-Gainesville project will be followed throughout the construction. And three is any proposed deviation, crossing method, or location must be formally authorized by the commission. If approved, staff would recommend the assessment of royalty in amount of $447 for the encroachment over 149 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom, and is assessed at a rate of $3 per linear foot.
Any questions of Dan? Very well done. Thank you.
You have a question?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm slow on the draw.
And I'm slow to turn to the right today.
Yes, sir.
Virginia Power has an existing right-of-way over the upland portion of all of this.
Yes, sir.
I guess they do not have a right-of-way over our the Commonwealth subaqueous bottom.
Right. Bob, you can help me, but they don't ever, per se, get a total right-of-way over subaqueous. Is that correct?
The General Assembly worth a grant easement or right-of-way through legislative action.
Right. We're not aware that they've done so here.
Correct.
All right. But they do have the existing 500 kV and 115 over these subaqueous bottom.
Correct.
That already exist.
Two existing lines.
Two existing lines.
They want for the third line.
In between.
Unspent.
Okay.
So, and to help me out, that's probably that gap that you see through the trees.
Yes, so you can actually see the gap where the trees are in the middle there. They're going to cut those down to be able to put the 230 kV in there.
Further questions? Thank you. Is Dominion Power here or represented? Yes, ma'am.
I am. But unless you have questions, thank you for the fine job.
I will ask the commission if they have any questions. Any questions from the commission? Thank you. If we need you to rebut, we may have you come back later. I'm sorry?
Name for Kathy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Your name, please.
My name is Liz Harper, and I am with Dominion Power.
Liz Harper. Thank you, ma'am. Is anyone here opposed to the project? Anyone here opposed to the project? They're seeing none. The matter's before the commission.
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Robbins.
Move to approve staff's recommendation.
Motion made to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Fox for the discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We will be in recess now, unless there's some other business.
I have one thing I'd like to bring up.
That's right. Mr. Holland, please do.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to bring up the Nassauwash Creek dredging project, which we addressed at our last meeting.
I'll tell you what, let me do this real fast. Let's have a motion to amend the agenda to add an item.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, that would be considered item number 7.